So I got to admit, I'm getting absolutely sick and tired of some of these talking heads on the cable news shows. In fact, even some of the hosts of these cable news so-called crime shows saying that even if the jawbone and the tooth had come back and been identified as that belonging to Natalie Holloway, that didn't prove that Joran van der Sloot was responsible for her death. Of course, you get Michael, I love to be on TV, Bodden saying that before he even knows the results, that absolutely they could find all sorts of things to determine how she died. Maybe so, maybe not. Cyril Wecht, who's been on this program many times, has his comments. But really, the bottom line is, forensics aside, because we all know that there aren't many, there's only one person who has admitted, and he has admitted several times, that he was there when Natalie Holloway died. Although he changes the story somewhat, I still say that the hidden camera story is probably the most accurate, and that's Joran van der Sloot. Joran van der Sloot won't leave prison in Peru, although those that have thought that the Peruvian prison system was so tough only need to look at some of the news stories coming out of there. I don't think it's that tough at all. Will the investigation of Natalie Holloway continue? Probably not the way that you and I and, of course, the family want. But I think the most important thing is now is to try and find Natalie, or at least Natalie's remains, and bring her back to Alabama. There's one person that can help with that. That's Joran van der Sloot. Does he have a conscience? Some will say no. Is he human? Some will say no. I guess time will tell. They've tried to buy it out of him. They've tried to bribe it out of him. They even tried to give him a chocolate bar and a drink to try and get him to talk. I think the only person that will talk is Joran van der Sloot, and only when he's ready to talk. And that's a shame. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.